Now, we are told here, God gave him a sign. And Isaiah said, verse 9, "This sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, "It's a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And he gave that as a sign to this man Hezekiah. Now Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord. He brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. Now may I say that I'm going to have to make a statement, and this is the thing that blanches my soul. This is something that makes me think twice. Do you notice what happened here? Verse 12, "At that time, Beradok, Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah." We'd heard that Hezekiah had been sick. Lovely gesture, sent him a get-well card. "And Hezekiah hearkened unto them, showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices, the precious ointment, all the house of his armor, all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house and in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. He did a foolish thing. He let the king of Babylon know the treasure that Solomon had gathered and that the wealth of the world was there. In fact, that cave in Kentucky where we keep the gold, it didn't have near the gold that Solomon had, and he had it stashed away. And it wasn't generally known where it was. But Hezekiah wanted to be big-hearted. These men had brought a good well card from the king of Babylon, so he does this thing. Verse 14, "Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, What said these men? From whence came they unto thee, Hezekiah? Why, they come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in my house have they seen. I gave them the tour. I rolled out the red carpet for them. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that's in thine house, that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried unto Babylon. Nothing shall be left, said the Lord." You see, those ambassadors, they made an inventory. And they took it back to Babylon, and it was stashed away there for the proper time when they needed gold, when they wanted to get the treasures. Here was the place to come. And he says this, "And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away. And they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." This is the thing that's going to happen to your offspring. You're going to have an offspring now that's be a disgrace to you. "Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken." And he said, "Is it not good if peace and truth be in my days?" I don't like Hezekiah's statement here. What he's saying is, well, it's going to happen. It's getting bad outside, but won't happen in my day. And as I look about us today, I think some of us older folk, we're going to make it through all right. What about your children? What about your grandchildren today? Now it says the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit, brought water into the city. Are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? We'll see that later, by the way. Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh, his son, reigned in his stead. Now, friends, let me say this, that this man, and this is an awful thing for me to say now, you know he should have died when the time came for him to die? Somebody said, "You don't mean that." I certainly do mean that, for the very simple reason that there are three things that took place after God extended his life. One of them he showed the king of Babylon after he was recovered, and he should never have done that. And he begat a son by the name of Manasseh, as we've seen here. And I want to tell you that he's the most wicked king of any of them. In fact, there are none like him at all. And then the third thing that he did, and this is something that is very tragic, he reveals an arrogance and almost an impudence, by the way. You find here that he not only permitted the ambassadors from Babylon to see his treasures, He not only fathered Manasseh, the worst king of all, but his heart was filled with pride, and it's hard to understand how this could happen to this man. Over in 2 Chronicles, the 32nd chapter, verse 25, it says, "But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem." You see, it might have been better if he died at God's appointed time. And that's the reason that this poor preacher today, I tell you, I want to be very careful, because I want the Lord to spare me because of the fact I'll do a little good, not because of anything within me, but just because of the fact that I don't want to disgrace him from now on in, since he's been so good to spare me even this long. My friend, this is a wonderful chapter. We have a wonderful Heavenly Father. You're sick. Oh, don't run to a man or a woman today. Oh, how deceitful that is. Go to your Heavenly Father. And by the way, he's the great physician. Turn it over to the expert, the specialist, and he'll handle your case.